welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. It seems like we just finished Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and we're headed into the December holiday season. I thought it would be a good idea to discuss being thankful as an organization. I've been pondering the year behind me and preparing for 2023. As I think about the challenges and success of the past year, my overall feeling is one of thankfulness. In this holiday-themed episode, I'd like to discuss the importance of organizations showing their thankfulness to customers, because if we don't have customers, we have no business. I also want to highlight the importance of organizations thanking their employees as they drive key customer experiences. Organizations don't always think about giving thanks to their customers. This is my public service announcement to remember you're only in business because your customers choose to do business with you. You need to be thankful for them. Why do you think it's important to take the time to thank your customers, besides the fact that without them, you wouldn't be in business? Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, said, "The customer, he can fire everybody in the company, from the chairman down, simply by spending his money somewhere else." Also, Gene Bliss, a customer experience guru, often talks about customers as an asset. They are choosing to spend their money. They are choosing to do business with you and not your competitors. During the day, there's usually not a lot of attention paid to the customer. We spend a lot of time paying attention to shareholders, board members, internal programs, cutting costs, we need to grow, etc. Meaning there's a lot of focus on us, and what's lost in the translation is focusing on the customer. What's good for them? What do they need right now? Let me appreciate them as an asset. This is a great time of year to think about not only what we individually are thankful for, but as a company, thanking our customers. We need to ask ourselves what we can do for our customers instead of asking them to buy more. Do you think your customer expects a thank you? Well, think about yourself. Do you get thanked for your patronage at businesses where you shop? How appreciative do you feel if you get thanked? I received a letter from our lawn service with a thank you card and a coupon for an additional free service that I don't usually have done. Well, I couldn't let a coupon go to waste, right? I got online and booked a few additional services with them. Probably only cost them less than a dollar to send this to me. Look how much they gained. Not just my money, but my continued business, goodwill points, and loyalty. And free advertising, because you know I told all my neighbors and other folks I know in the area. I don't think customers expect a thank you, quite frankly. I think they're more surprised when a company says, "Have a treat on us." During the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., every family has their own Thanksgiving traditions. At this time of year, organizations show appreciation for a great sale, celebrations for great saves. They're thankful for certain cost cutting or hitting revenue targets. Don't you think it would be a great idea to add some traditions that celebrate customer successes? Like they ran a marathon, they hit a certain financial goal, or offer relief to the community during a local emergency. You can even celebrate large milestones with your customers, like years of being a customer, key members of your executive team, along with others that have engaged with this customer, can take them out to dinner to celebrate the fact that they reached this large milestone. And speaking of offering thankfulness to customers, we should also provide appreciation to our own employees, who are so critical in providing an excellent customer experience. We need to thank them for the work they're doing, delivering value to our customers. It's just another kind of tradition that the organization can do this holiday season. And you know you can always do more. As Richard Branson, CEO of Virgin Group, said, clients do not come first. Employees come first. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your clients. And how true is that? Personally, I want to thank you for listening throughout the year. Sugar, you and I both wish you a wonderful holiday season, and stay tuned for more podcast episodes coming this next season in 2023. And stay sugar sweet.